You're listening to Steve Vizard on Melbourne Talk Radio, MTR 1377. You think the laughs on
me? And 9 minutes after midday, Melbourne Talk Radio, MTR 1377 on this beautiful Anzac Day. That fog has burnt off and it's cleared up to be the most beautiful blue sky day. Have a look at it out there. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're commemorating the day as well, not just taking the holiday. It's a weird one because it's Easter this year as well. There's many things to remember, many things to celebrate. But do think about our Anzacs and what they gave for our country, the way they laid their lives down. For the benefit of all of us, generations on. Plenty coming up in the show concerning Anzac Day. We're going to be talking to author Toby Harnden, talking to Shadow Defence Minister David Johnson, talking in a couple of moments to Glenn Ormsby, the senior coach of the New York Magpies, one of the footy teams over there in New York, about what Anzac Day means on foreign shores. This week we've got some great guests. We're going to be talking Royal Wedding Countdown with novelist Kathy Lett in London. We've got Will's best friend, or at least the guy who plays him in a Channel 10 telemovie, Jonathan Patrick Moore, joining us. David Malouf, I think he's one of Australia's best authors, nominated for one of the most prestigious writing awards in the world, the Man Booker International Prize. I'll be speaking to David Malouf later in the week. It's Logies Week, and we're talking to the man running the show, David Grant, and Melbourne Logie, Gold Logie nominee, Chrissy Swan from The Circle. And the AFL rights are coming up probably on Thursday. We've got arguably Australia's most powerful media figure, Harold Mitchell, who's going to be talking about those rights and what that means in terms of Channel 7, Foxtel, broadcast, and what it means for us as viewers. Plus MasterChef's coming back, and we've got the winner, Adam Liao, from last time round, plus Matt Preston and George Columbaris joining us as well. So a huge week here on the show, Melbourne Talk Radio, MTR 1377. Well, for Australians, New Zealanders, many more people around the world, it's a chance to reflect today on the sacrifice of others. There are Australians in service right now across the globe. There are Australian expats in just about every country in the world. Capital of the world, New York City. Australians have come together to celebrate on the Hudson River. On the line, the senior coach of the New York Magpies Aussie Rules team, Glenn Ormsby, joins me. Glenn, thanks for your time.
No worries, Steve. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you celebrating Anzac Day over there?
Well, we had a big function, like you said, on the Hudson River, where we had about 450 people that came together. We had the singing of the Australian National Anthem, the New Zealand National Anthem. We had a rendition of The Last Post and A Minute Silence, and it's just a great way for a lot of the expat community to get together, grab a few beers and just celebrate the day.
Does it have a particularly special meaning when you're away from home?
Oh, absolutely. You can see the Australian spirit really, really comes out. There's a lot of people in the community who sort of come out once a year. They're sort of, you know, everyone's very busy and doing a lot of work across the country. And then when these significant Australian days are on the calendar, they all sort of bandy together. And we get, like I said, a lot of the community come out and sort of just remember those who gave their lives in pursuit of freedom.
Do you get a few Americans along to the Anzac Day party? And if so, what do they make of Anzac Day? What do you explain to them Anzac Day means?
Yeah, absolutely. We have quite a lot of Americans who are involved with the club, and they're quite patriotic as well, and with their Memorial Day and their Veterans Day. So we kind of explain it's a similar sort of Remembrance Day to what they have over here, and they're very supportive. We generally have a lot of people from the armed forces and the police departments and the fire departments who always come along and support us.
And tell us about your footy team. It's a New York Magpies Aussie Rules footy team. Am I right in thinking you won the US AFL National Championship this year?
Last year, we were the reigning champions this year. Our season just started. So, yeah, it was the first one for the club. It was a massive effort. Once a year, 32 teams across the country all come together in one weekend at one tournament, and various divisions are played. And we managed to take the trophy home last year, which was great.
And when Julia Gillard went to New York, we saw in an Aussie bar with the Coopers and a trophy, that particular trophy. Were you there for that? Did she have a good night?
Yeah, I was there. There was about 10 of us from the club that were there. We presented her with a New York Magpies jumper and a Lady Pies jumper from the women's team. And, yes, we gave her the cup and she held it up. And she actually made a joke about trying to fill it up and drink out of it, but it's quite a large cup, so it was going to take too long.
You got a ladies' team?
No, she was very... Yes, we do. We have a ladies' team that's full of Americans and Australians, and they actually travel to Australia every second year and they play a tournament down there.
Yeah, and they're called North Melbourne. The Anzac Day match today is on very late here. We've got Collingwood Essendon. Who are you tipping?
I think Collingwood's going to be pretty strong, and given they're our sister club, I'd have to go with them.
You've had Nick Maxwell over there, haven't you?
Yeah, Nick Maxwell came through New York about a week after we won the national title, actually, and he came to our celebration one night, so that was pretty good.
Well, Glenn, great to talk to you. It's terrific to hear about Australians celebrating, commemorating Anzac Day all around the globe. New York, a great city, and it's wonderful for us to hear back home about how people, Australians, expats, remember this important day overseas. So thanks for talking to us, and thanks for telling us about what you're doing in New York.
No problems. Have a great Anzac Day.
Glenn Ormsby, senior coach of the New York Magpies, working out of New York.
Anzac Day with Steve Vizard on Melbourne Talk Radio, MTR 1377.